In Chapter 6, we use the second law to analyze thermodynamic cycles. Our goal in this chapter is to develop a way to use the second law to analyze the individual processes that make up a thermodynamic cycle. This will let us quantitatively evaluate a real process by comparing its performance to the performance of an ideal reversible process. In this lesson, we pick up where we left off in the previous lesson. At the end of Lesson A, we introduced a new property or state variable. We call that property entropy. Now, entropy is the central concept in this chapter and Chapter 8. The bottom line is that entropy is just as important and useful as internal energy or enthalpy when it comes to the analysis of processes and cycles. In this lesson, we'll become familiar with some practical aspects of using the new property, entropy. We'll learn how to find entropy data in the NIST web book, and finally we'll introduce two new phase diagrams that involve entropy. We'll learn how to use these diagrams so that they give us some insight into the nature and behavior of thermodynamic processes and cycles. Now that you know where we're going, let's get started.